The Americas.
Football. Everyone's a winner. Why is football in Latin America so complex?
Latin America is a football powerhouse. Its teams include Argentina, the current men's world champions, and Brazil, the most successful national team in history. Yet if the region plays football with beauty and elegance, its league systems are achingly complex. Latin American competitions now in full swing can be more confusing than the offside rule. For a fine example, look to Uruguay. In August, cheers rang around your correspondent's street in Montevideo when Nacional, a local team, won the country's Intermedio or mid-season tournament. That competition sees Uruguay's 16 best teams split into two groups. The top performers from each group compete in a final. This seems simple enough. Yet every year these same 16 teams also compete against each other in an Apertura or opening league that takes place in the first months of the season, and a separate Clausura or closing league that does not start until the year is nearing its end. An ultimate champion is decided in playoffs that include the winners of the Apertura and winners of the Clausura, and whichever team has come top of an annual table, created confusingly by combining the results from all three competitions. If any squad wins more than one of those, a blizzard of fine print is consulted to work out what happens. "We don't even understand it ourselves," laughs Juan Francisco Petaluga, a sports journalist. Elaborate formats are common all across the region. Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador and Mexico have Apertura and Clausura systems of their own. Mexico has playoffs for its playoffs. Working out which teams will be relegated at the end of a season can require a calculator. In Colombia and Uruguay, among other places, this is determined by an average of results over several seasons. Why is it all so complex? One explanation relates to player transfers. Some years ago, Argentina decided its football season should coincide with the European one to make it easier to sell players to European clubs. Yet that meant playing through January, when temperatures can reach 40 degrees Celsius and many fans are away at the beach. In 1991, Argentina pioneered the Apertura and Clausura system, in part to create a midsummer break. Yet there is clearly more to it than that. Running several short tournaments can allow for more matches in total, especially handy in Uruguay, a small country which has fewer teams in its top flight than, say, England or Italy. It is also supposed to create more matches that matter, boosting ticket sales and income from television rights. Latin American football is both cash-strapped by European standards and can be a route into politics. Mauricio Macri, a former president of Argentina, came to prominence running Boca Juniors, a big club. So bigwigs are forever creating new formats that might make money and perhaps also a name for themselves. Byzantine rules about relegation result from regulatory capture. When Grêmio, a famous club in Brazil, dropped down a division in 1991, authorities all but ensured it would shoot back up by declaring that a whopping 12 teams would be promoted the following season. European teams can only dream of the security some of their Latin American peers enjoy. In 2021, a dozen big European ones tried to start a league from which none of them could be relegated. Fans gave that plan a red card. Jeopardy and simplicity are popular in the stands. Brazil boasts the region's best league. Like many European ones, it has 20 teams, one sole table, and since authorities blew the whistle on shenanigans, simple relegation rules. For most casual fans, that is worth a cheer.